You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bank branches are continuing to close in rural New Zealand as it's becoming expensive to maintain them, making it difficult for communities to access in-person banking services. In response to this, a unique partnership of six New Zealand banks will trial a new approach to provide banking services in these small regional communities through a banking hub. To find out more about the pilot and what this means for these communities, I spoke to New Zealand Bankers Association Chief Executive Roger Beaumont and began by asking, what exactly is a banking hub?
Well, what it is a working bank environment with six brands working collaboratively and together to deliver basic banking services to towns that may not otherwise receive them.
And why is it important to have a hub instead of separate branches? Do they not do the same kind of thing?
Well, the reason for that is it's pretty much unsustainable for banks to run their own standalone branches in some of these very small communities. And the reason that they have had to withdraw from some of those communities is just there's simply not the customer demand for those branches to continue in the traditional form. But what we're trialling with this pilot is to see, does a number of banks working together actually create sufficient demand to make it a justifiable setup?
Was it difficult to get the banks on board to be in one hub together?
Well, no, it was actually, when a bank leaves a small community, that's quite a big pain point for not only the bank, but also for their customers. So they were in this challenging situation where they were having to leave these small communities, and that was problematic. So to come up with a solution which meant working together with some of their peers actually meant that there was a creative solution that enabled them to keep a presence in that particular community, but do so with other banks.
With a trend towards online banking, why is it actually important that we have physical stores in these communities?
Well, for some people, that face-to-face, eye-to-eye contact is actually quite important, and the chance to go in and talk to someone and ask questions and feel comfortable with the information you're receiving from a human-to-human experience is important for some people. But yes, you're right. By far, the majority of transactions and by far the majority of people who transact with a bank, it's done electronically or digitally or through the app or whatever it might be. And I'm sure for most of your listeners, a number of them would struggle to remember the last time they went into a bank branch. But for a small minority of customers, that's an important experience.
So I guess there's this whole idea of regional banking. Is that trying to, I guess, does that allow the banks to become a lot more part of a community rather than kind of their own standalone branches?
Well, look, this is a pilot where we're trying six bank brands working together on this initiative. And who knows how this might evolve or where it might end up in terms of additional services that end up being part of that. What we're stating very clearly is that this is a banking pilot. But, other community services in small towns offered in an integrated fashion may be something that spikes up as a result of this.
Mm. Can you tell me a bit more about the pilot in general? What kind of transactional services will be available? Is it like a regular branch or only a limited number of services?
Okay, so it'll be quite a variety of services depending on the location. So we've got four pilots that'll be happening next year, one in Twizel, one in Stoke, which is near Nelson, one in Martinborough, just north of Wellington, and one in Opanaki in the Taranaki. And each version of the pilots will have a slightly different range of services. So a couple of them, for example, will be based around existing branches where there's one branch in that small community. A couple of them will be in communities where there has been no bank for either a short period of time or for over a year in one case. So the services will be very basic, but there will, at the most basic level, will be a smart ATM which can take deposits and handle withdrawals, but also with personalised assistance to help answer questions and guide people to the right information.
What are your success metrics for the pilots?
We haven't finalised those, but the success metrics will be around a whole range of measures in terms of the number of engagements that the hubs have, the nature and volume of the transactions and that occur, but also, just as importantly, the level of customer satisfaction around what the service is and how that's received.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make about the pilot or the importance of regional banking and serving small communities?
Well, what I would say is that the success or not of this pilot is going to be down to those local communities. So if this is something that those communities really want and need, we'll only know that if those communities step up and participate and involve themselves in the pilot. And if they don't, we'll learn that lesson pretty quickly as well, that actually people are happy with other forms of engaging with their bank that may not necessarily be a physical one.
That was me talking to NZ Bankers Association Chief Executive Roger Beaumont about the Banking Hub pilot. This pilot is also being backed by the government, so to find out more about their role and view, I spoke to the Minister for Regional Economic Development, Shane Jones, and began by asking him what has the government's involvement been so far in this regional banking pilot.
Over 12 months ago, I led a megaphone-based campaign as the regional minister challenging the Aussie banks to desist from closing their branches and shortchanging rural communities in order to maximise corporate profit. I continued with that level of rhetoric, and then the media began to join the campaign. We consulted the governor of the Reserve Bank, who pointed out that the banks were making extraordinary profits, much which was coming from rural New Zealand. And although he could not compel the banks to keep branches open, it was evident that he saw it was time, as I did, as did Grant Robertson and the government, to nudge the Aussie banks towards being more innovative, stop unilaterally closing down branches, which they have agreed to do for 12 months. So that's how the government originally got involved, and full marks to the New Zealand Banking Association, operating on behalf of the Australian-owned banks, have stepped up to the plate, and they're willing to run these four pilots.
And are you happy so far with the banks which have gotten on board?
Well, the proof in the pudding will be evident after a 12-month trial. I'd be very keen to see the number of locations expanded. I think, however, we should take the banking executives at their word on this issue. They want to explore a more innovative set of arrangements that responded to community pressure, governmental intervention, and if it's possible to permanently change for the better banking accessibility in provincial New Zealand, then I think it's a net positive for society.
What other issues do people in rural areas of New Zealand face when it comes to banking, and how is this a good step in, I guess, helping solve those issues?
Well, obviously banking is going through a transition. I myself belong to the generation of the chequebook. I'm sure you belong to the digital generation.
Mm.
So I wouldn't underestimate the pace of change. But change has to represent an orderly transition. And I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's tolerable that digitisation leave vast swathes of the country behind. Now, we do have New Zealand Post facilities in some rural areas. I'd like to think that over time, NZ Post could work possibly with banking providers and other service providers to create some rural/provincial hubs where rural communities can still get access to services without having to depend exclusively on a less than ideal set of internet connections.
Do you see these banking hubs almost being a good start in creating a more overall service hub, which is currently shifting quite rapidly towards online access? What other kind of services would you like to see other than, I guess, the New Zealand Post?
In the day, one registered cars and such matters at the NZ Post. I think you go to the local council to register your dog. The point that I'm making is that as we cope with the rapid digitisation, we need to ensure that that transition is just. So I'd like to think that through this pilot that the banks are leading, we'll learn a host of other things that can be deployed into a more robust model in the future. But
and for you, what does success look like when it comes to this pilot?
I really expect that the banks will respond as they learn about the changing patterns of rural people. What precisely do they require? There'll be some elements that they can't provide, such as detailed mortgage advice. But I think bog standard banking services, that would be really important for a lot of our rural communities. But they hopefully will feed back on a regular basis to Treasury as to what they're learning. And then we can input that into our thinking, because NZ Post, if I can talk about that institution, is itself going through a transition. People don't write and send letters, but there is still a need for government, for the private sector, for the public sector, to maintain contact with the community. And I think the banking hub experience may very well inform a richer model that can be based around a future reconfiguration of NZ Post.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.